The opinions expressed in the following program are solely those of the host.
On the Internet G-Band, broadcasting from outside the limits of convention. This is radio without borders, without rules, and without reservation.
Your host, Radio Free G, joined by Curtis Thomas.
Search for Radio Free G on iTunes, or you may head to the website radiofreeg.blogspot.com. Welcome to the G-Band.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Radio Free G, coming to you on Easter Sunday, 2007. Once again, joined by Mumbles, who's back from his illness. How are you doing, Mumbles?
I'm doing fine. Just feeling some after effects, but otherwise, I'm A-okay.
Speaking of A-okay, Mumbles, I want to let everyone know that the music we have, the intro and outro music that we have on today's show, that's from a band called OK Go. They're out of the States. They're pretty good. They're about 4 or 5 years old right now. They put out a sophomore CD a little while ago. I think they're working on number 3 coming out soon. But if you enjoy the television song that we have playing as the intro and outro music, I suggest everyone go and check them out right now. Just type OK Go into Google and you'll be taken to their homepage. They're a funny, quirky type band. But I think you'll like it. And then, you know, you can use whatever your download is of choice. For those of you new to the program, this episode is going to be a response to a previous episode, episode 13, Satellite Radio Dead. You can find that, of course, at radiofreeg.blogspot.com. The proponents of high-definition television started jumping on the bandwagon, shall we say. They started calling the G-Band. I'll let you in on how to do that later. They started calling the G-Band, sending emails, telling me that while they may have agreed that satellite radio is in its death throes, sort of a side tangent that I started talking about was HDTV and how I think it's a giant scam. I say scam because the television companies, and more importantly, the content providers, are making it out as if HDTV is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and everyone should jump on the HD high-definition bandwagon, otherwise you're living in the past and burning money and not getting as much as you can out of your television. Now, it sounds good, but when you start to look into it, I'm sure that you will agree that for the amount of time that you spend actually watching television, the investment that you have to make to upgrade to HDTV is simply not worth it. And I stand by that, because when you have to get not only an HD or a high-definition capable television, whether it's 1080p or 780i or whatever the gobbledygook is that the geek sitting behind the counter at Best Buy or Future Shop is gonna tell you about. And as mentioned by a faithful listener, a member of the listenership out there named Soundwave, who has his own, and Soundwave is the premier tech man out there right now. If you have a question about computer equipments, components, anything, you go to don'tcrossthestreams.blogspot.com. That's don'tcrossthestreams.blogspot.com. You go there, you send him a question, and he'll answer it for you. He won't answer it to you in some technical language that you'll need, you know, manuals to figure out what the hell he's saying. He puts it in plain English, and he'll give it to you in step by step. Anyways, Soundwave pointed out that it's not only getting the TV, it is getting the TV. It is getting the paying extra to the content providers such as Bell or Rogers. Those are the two companies that I'm going to focus on. Bell or Rogers. I mean, Star Choices, I mean, what are they? They're basically rat droppings on the road. But anyways, Bell and Rogers. Those two companies there, you have to pay for a high-definition service to come into your house. Then you have to get a high-definition converter box to attach to your TV to translate the signal for you and decode it, because there's all sorts of new whiz-bang doodah things such as video on demand, but we'll get to that later. Then, to make sure that you get everything that you're paying for, even the cables that go from the high-definition set-top box to your TV have to be high-definition cables. Then, if, heaven forbid, you want to record something on your TV, you can't use a VCR anymore. Well, you can with some finagling, but then that defeats the whole point of high-definition television and having that big pipe coming into your house. You have to get either brand new DVD player, an up-converting DVD player or something like that, one of the new Blu-ray or HD DVD players. PlayStation 3 is a Blu-ray player, by the way. You have to get one of those players and then have all the cables again be high-definition cables to access the signal and get all the sound. And then the sound, what's the point of having 7.1, 8.1, 11.1, whatever number they're up to now, surround sound coming through your house, if you have, you know, the regular mom and pop speaker set, if you have any speaker sets on your television. If you don't use that, you're just paying extra to have that signal, again, pumped into your house for nothing. Now, surround sound is already being sent on the analog or standard definition signal that comes into your house, and no one has run out to go and purchase, Sony came out with their surround sound in a box. Another idea that they stole from me that I was thinking of, because to make it simple for people, but that's another story I don't want to get in right now.
May I say something?
Okay, Mumbles, go ahead.
You are talking about the set-top boxes. A lot of the newer TVs nowadays, they come with that converter built in, sort of like in the old days when they had cable and you had to have a separate cable converter so that your old TV that was used to having bunny ears could access the cable. So the newer HD TVs, they do have that built in. And as time progresses, I'm sure that many of the items that you're talking about will become standard, and you won't have to pay extra. So if you don't want to be an early adopter of the technology, I don't see why you have to shit on those that are spending their money to enjoy their programming in the comfort of their own home. Yes.
Mumbles.
Yes.
Play a one-shot.
Right, but I thought we were...
I said play a one-shot.
But we were just getting into...
I said play a one-shot!
Okay. Go.
What came first? The chicken or the egg? Who cares? We'll eventually eat both. You're listening to Radio Free G.
Now, Mumbles, before you threw me off my game again, it was so nice when you were off sick, but anyways, you're back now. Before you got me off my game, I was going to mention that, and I'm sure you have this queued up, a member of the listenership named Sal, he called in and left a very detailed message about HDTV. He is one of the early adopters, and he seems pretty happy with his purchase, and he's looking towards the future. He mentioned many of the points that Mumbles was getting to. Before we get into Sal's comments, I'm going to play you the promo for the G-Band, 1-888-49-G-Band. Most people still don't believe that it's a real number. Go figure. All you have to do is call and find out. You call, you get on the show. Not only that, you can take the direction of the show whichever way you want to go. So, we'll hear the promo for the G-Band, and then we'll play Sal's comments.
Do you have a comment or show idea?
Do you have a phone?
The G-Band is now open 24/7, toll-free from anywhere in North America. Call 1-888-49-G-Band. That's 1-888-494-2263 to leave a message for the man, the myth, the growing legend that is Radio Free G.
Radio Free G. This is Sal calling in. I just heard your podcast. Just want to comment on your HDTV comments. Pretty much all TVs out there now are HD, and that's all the that's all you can buy. So the only thing you're buying is either the technology, CRT or plasma, and the size. That's what you're paying for nowadays, because no one makes tube TVs, and well, they do, but those come in HD as well, but they're just big and bulky and heavy, and just, you know, nobody wants them anymore. Yes, as a consumer, I own an HD TV, and as an informed consumer, I know that I'm going to need an HD source to take full advantage of my HD TV. That being said, another, you know, $200 investment in a digital set-top box will allow me to get free HD channels over the air, all the local stations I can pick up, right? There have been reports of people hooking up their the digital set-top box to a pair a set of rabbit ears, and they're able to pick up free TV, depending. It also depends how far you are from the CN Tower, but a lot of people out there are testing and playing around with this. So, you know, just wanted to share that with you. Also, HD DVD players. Right now, the cheapest one, I think, is Xbox 360. They're equipped with an HD. Actually, I think you have to pay extra. But the PlayStation 3. They're also coming out with cheaper line of HD players, around $500 range, but it's just a matter of time and not that long of a wait till they come down to a couple hundred bucks as well. You know, just you've seen it with the VCR, CD player. This one's going to come even faster, I believe.
Thank you for that very much, Sal. Now, as an informed consumer, which you say that you are, and I believe it, simply because of the depth and breadth of your knowledge on the subject in that small 2-minute telephone call. You made the choice. That's fine. However, you are in the minority. People who are going in to purchase these $2,000 televisions have more money than brains. How they got the money, I don't know. But they're falling into the trap of purchasing this stuff. And as proof, I offer this, which is not anecdotal evidence. This is from... Well, hey, I spent 5 years almost working in a video store. The same people that are going in there right now and buying those televisions are the same fucking morons that I had to explain time and time and time again that if you watch a movie in widescreen, the black bars at the top doesn't mean you're missing picture, it means you're getting more picture. I don't know how many times I had that conversation, and you're telling me that retards that don't understand what the black bars are on the top and bottom of their television actually understand the highly complex process that is buying and enjoying high-definition television? I don't think so. A comment that you made about the rabbit ears. Hey, you know what? That's cool. Free TV. You can do that with a regular TV, too. And I know people that have been doing it. They stick rabbit ears on their television, standard-definition television, and as long as their house is on a hill or something, they're pulling in 40 or 50 channels for free. All that means is that you don't get the premium cable stuff, like Food Network, Home and Garden TV if you enjoy watching makeover shows, The Learning Channel if you enjoy watching makeover shows, Slice TV if you enjoy watching makeover shows. I mean, if you enjoy watching makeover television, then you're stuck paying $8 a month for cable. But if you can get along without, and this is where I'm going to take this on a whole nother tangent, the technical aspects of HDTV, put that all aside for now. Let's look at what you're actually getting. The point is, you're paying to have to watch that content that's being thrown down your throat, that you're paying to have delivered to you, so that you can get, 10 different Sportsnet channels, and in case you miss your show at 8 o'clock, you can watch it at 9 o'clock, because you can watch it on the channel from Calgary instead, because you were too busy doing whatever it is that you were doing. However, the content that's coming in, again, because I like rhymes, I came up with something for television. Crap on tap. And I'll tell you why. Because 99%, even more than that, of what is on TV is crap. Honestly, if I miss an episode of 24, I think I can catch up. If I don't see the latest wannabe prostitute on American Idol was in the bottom three, well, you know what? I'll catch up next week. And that should tell you something, because everything that comes through that channel, everything that I've liked on television, has gone the way of the dodo, okay? I remember when the Learning Channel first started up, they had stuff like the Great Books Festival. They played documentaries, historical shows. Now, they're basically another makeover channel. Whether you want to learn how to dress, whether you want to learn how to paint your house, whether you want to learn how to make over your one room in your house in an afternoon, it's all makeover shows sponsored by Home Depot or Visa or whoever else is footing the bill to get people out there to go and pay money because, oh, I have a free weekend coming up. I think I'll make myself over, drop 20 pounds, and add $50,000 to my property. That's the crap that's being fed down your throats. I believe that I could do very well without a television, because that television is just a monitor. It's a monitor that displays content. It's a content delivery device to my eyeballs. Now, I don't want the content that's coming from Rogers, from Bell, and you know, the rat-dropping Star Choice. I want the content that I choose. There's high-speed internet cable out there that I can download. Basically, new movies, while they're still playing in the theater, I can download a copy of a movie and watch it. I can get whatever music I want in digital format so that it'll play on, you know, whatever is hooked up to my television. If I have surround sound hooked up, I can pop it into there. And the number one thing that the television is to me right now, it's content delivery for my PlayStation. There's nothing worse than say, I mean, I don't know if anyone out there has noticed. You sit down and you watch television for 8 hours at a time. You take a lazy Sunday or a Saturday. You sit down and you just flip through the 900 channel universe. At the end of the day, you feel tired. How the hell is that possible? You feel tired from watching TV. That's not right. That's not natural. Something has to be done about it. How can you sit there motionless, staring at the TV, and you feel tired? You didn't do anything. Maybe you got up every couple hours so you didn't shit yourself. You get tired watching television. That's not right. That's not good. Hey, I'll be the first one to say I enjoy watching the Leafs. And as seeing as how it's Easter Sunday today, and I'm listening to the New York Islander-New Jersey game in the background, hoping for the Islanders to lose. That way, at least make it into the playoffs so I can watch their games on TV, because Lord knows I can't afford to get into the damn building to watch those assholes. But if they make it in, I'll watch it on TV. And if I didn't have a TV, aha, there you go. No. If I didn't have a TV, you know what? I can go down to the local sports pub and watch the game as much as I want. And I can get some hot nachos, too. Technical aspect aside, TV, your days are numbered. At least with me. Because I see through your tricks, your crap on tap, and I don't like it. I'm going to put my foot down, and we're going to have it out. Well, I look forward to hearing any feedback that's coming through on this. I'm not sure if any of the listenership out there are involved in television, rely on television for their livelihood, whether it's production or even watching television. If you're a market researcher, anything along those lines, maybe even in advertising. Send your comments to the G-Band. Once again, 1-888-49-G-BAND. It's a real number. Call it, find out for yourself, leave a message. Of course, through the email as well, radiofreeg@gmail.com. On behalf of myself, Radio Free G, returning super producer Mumbles, who's once again in tip-top health, Radio Free G, number one announcer, Big V, catch you again next time on the G-Band. End transmission.
You have been listening to Radio Free G. Send all feedback and show ideas to radiofreeg@gmail.com or visit the website at radiofreeg.blogspot.com. Catch you again next time on the G-Band. End transmission. Television.
hits four or five. Some parts are sleeping, some parts are paralyzed. Just one more minute, just one more minute. I think I'm almost dead. The television, television. Television, television. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh.